Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what today is?
That's on a need-to-know basis.
Well, I need to know.
You ask every day.
Today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday, then.
Did you mark it in the calendar?
You have a calendar? Where's this calendar?
On my desk.
Tuesday!
Tuesdays are better.
Better than what?
Monday.
Well, I guess you got me there.
Let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime.
Good morning to you.
Funky Town.
Pump it up, Funky Town music to get you going this morning. Sometimes Tuesday's tougher than Monday. It's like the second Monday of the week. So, good morning to you in the home stretch for Touch the Troops. Only a few more days to go. Still have plenty of time to get it in. We always put the deadline a little early before we really have to have it because so many people will call and go, I didn't get mine in. Can I still get mine in? My class is not finished. It's okay.
Take your time.
Still have time to get them in there. So, we're looking forward. Got a bunch yesterday, too. I haven't seen those. You didn't show them to me.
I haven't. Well, I kind of showed them to you, but we got even more after we left yesterday.
Okay, we should read a few.
We should. We'll pull some out.
Good. We should read a few on the air today. We'll do that. Time to roll out and face the day. It's a minute after 6 o'clock. Here's Kane Brown and Lauren Elena.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you?
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:04 now. Starting out with some sad news today. Toby Keith passed away yesterday. Back in 2022, he had announced that he had stomach cancer and he was going through all these treatments. And he just, this past December, did some shows in Vegas. I don't know if you saw any of the clips of that or not, but he had done some shows out in Vegas. He had appeared also on a bunch of other shows with other people. Like he had appeared on a couple of shows with Blake Shelton and stuff like that, especially the shows in Oklahoma. So he had done an interview. It couldn't have been more than a couple weeks ago.
He did one with Katie Neal with Arcadian Company. I got to say, I think one of the last times I saw him perform, it wasn't live or anything. I saw him on TV, like Good Morning America or something. He was coming out with that's Country Bro, which one was the best ones. But I remember seeing him, and that's one of the last times I remember him really looking good, really seeming like the Toby Keith I knew, you know? So it's so sad. My little 8-year-old heart is broken because I was obsessed with him. My dad handed me the CD, and it's all I did was listen to it. How do you like me now? In my room. You know what I'm saying? On
right.
repeat.
In one of those good interviews about, probably 4 or 5 years ago, somebody was talking to him about how fast time had passed. And, you know, he talked about how Should Have Been a Cowboy was the one that really changed everything.
Yeah.
It was a struggle. Until Should Have Been a Cowboy came, and he said he owes everything to Should Have Been a Cowboy. And then just a few days ago, I saw him in an interview, and I don't know who it was with. It wasn't with Katie. It was with somebody else. But he said they were leaving someplace, and they had Should Have Been a Cowboy on a loop. And he said, I'd never hated Should Have Been a Cowboy before that day. And I at that point, I hated it because they had it on a loop. So anyway, Toby Keith passed away yesterday. We'll play some Toby Keith records for you today. How about starting out with the one that started it all? Should Have Been a Cowboy on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I bet you never heard old Marshall of my truck.
country music singing, guitar playing, diaper changing, Scotty McCreary and Kevin Acella. 6:13. We'll have more Toby Keith music for you today as we remember Toby Keith, who passed away yesterday. Also coming up in just a few minutes, I've been dying since yesterday to know this. Frank had his first haircut yesterday at a real salon by a real stylist and getting a hairstyle. He'd had a buzz cut all this time. But now he's getting to have a real style because his hair had grown out. So I'm dying to find out. We'll find out what happened in just a few minutes.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:22. I cannot wait any longer. I must know about the haircut yesterday. Right now. I must know.
Hello.
Dale, you're on.
Thanks, Dale. Dale teased it on air a little bit ago, and then he asked me off air, so how'd it go? I said, you're waiting, buddy. You don't get to know. I didn't post any pictures last night or anything. I had everybody waiting. So I pick up Frank from Paps. He kind of gives me the, because he knows what's about to happen. I talk him about it. I said, look, it'll be easy, blah, 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 blah. She'll be good around your ears. They're professionals. They'll take care of you. Don't you worry. He was like, okay. I was like, all right, cool. And you can have whatever you want afterwards. The Lego set you want, anything. I don't care. Okay. So we get there. He hops out. He walks in. He's good to go. We're the only people in there. We picked a perfect time. We're the only people in this kid's hair salon. It's shout out Pigtails and Crew Cuts in Winston. And so I was like, perfect. And we were early, and I did that on purpose because that's when he went into shy mode. He followed me over to check out all the chairs, which my sweet baby's too big for the cool airplane and fire truck and stuff like that. But he got to sit in a very cool chair still nonetheless. And we try to get him to go sit down, and He starts clinging on to me. He starts pulling his shy guy thing. He starts like not freaking out, but you could tell on the inside he's like, I don't know about all this. And so it took about 6 minutes. Finally, I don't know what changed. I talked to him, etc. Finally he climbed into that chair and was ready to rock. And he sat there, it took less than probably 25 minutes. He sat there. He moved his head like he was supposed to. He didn't complain, whine. He watched Monster Inc. on the TV. He got to choose what he wanted to watch. I was sitting right in front of him talking to him. He did so good. I am just such a proud mommy.
Dadgummit.
I know. It blew my mind too,
about
Dale.
A meltdown.
No, that's melt. Not. I hate to break it to you. He is styling and profiling now. He looks so good. I can't wait to go back.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I got pictures. I'll show you. I was trying to post them to our Instagram, then I'll post them to our Facebook. He got a cute little, like, kind of high and tight, but we kept it longer on top so we can grow it out so he'll eventually have an actual part. Because for now, it's just right. The length it is. But check him out, Dale-O.
Okay.
I'll show you the little side cut. He got a little fade and everything.
Yeah, I can see that.
So we kept
that.
It longer right. On top. He looks so handsome. He looked 2 years older when she was cutting his hair.
Did he do the whole haircut shirtless?
No, and someone sent me a pro tip to bring an extra shirt, and I forgot about it. So he was a little itchy when we got done, but he wasn't itchy enough that we didn't have to stop by the Dollar General first. Like, we had to go there first before we could go home and take a shower.
So he did stop by the
Dollar General. Yeah, he got stupid Legos that were too expensive from the Dollar General, stupid cars, $10 each.
Gotta do what you gotta do. I really was hoping to hear about a meltdown.
I hate to break it to you, pal. He did great. And he says he will go back and see Miss Lindsay. So,
he's got a grown-up girlfriend now.
He will go back and see Miss Lindsay. He liked her.
Okay. All right. How long did the whole process take once he got in the chair?
Like I said, about maybe the whole cut, 25 minutes, start to finish, maybe.
That's a long time for a little guy like that to sit there and wait for somebody to...
He did so good. Like, my mama heart is just so proud of my baby. I didn't think he'd have it in him, and look at him, just shining.
Did you also take video at the...
No, he does not like cameras, so there was no part of me. If he was sitting there...
You could have snuck around.
There's no... I was sitting right in front of him. That's where he wanted mom. Like, I was literally 2 feet. I got hair on me. I was so close to him.
You're not clever enough with that camera.
No, I'm not going to make him mad. He was sitting great. I was not going to be the one to make him angry, so...
All right, first haircut under the belt. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, post those pictures up.
I will, right now.
Fish Toby Keith passed away yesterday. We're paying tribute to him today with some of his big hits. Like this one, it's My List on The Wolf.
Under an old brass paperweight.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. 6:38 the time. Toby Keith passed away yesterday. Just waking up to that news. He had stomach cancer. And he only announced that in 2022. He was going through some pretty aggressive treatments. He had done some shows in Vegas in December and was going through treatments at that time and had some pretty serious follow-up treatments after that. And had just recently been on with our very own Katie talking about things and how you just got to face it and everything. And, you know, he really felt like he had a ways to go. You know, he really did. He had a great positive attitude about it, like so many people do. But, man, did he leave behind a catalog of music. Toby was, in case you didn't know, is the richest country music artist in the business. Why is he the richest? Because he wrote all of his own songs. He owned all the publishing because he owned the publishing company. He owned and distributed all of his own merchandise, handled all of that, you know, within his own company. And his net worth as of today is just over $500 million.
Okay. So, you know, I wonder who will get his, like the catalog or the rights to whatever and all.
Well, his kids, I mean, his daughter is also an artist. I mean, I'm sure she's involved in that. I don't know what kind of, she's probably an officer or something with his company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess, you know, more of that will come out as time goes along. But as Annie pointed out yesterday, so many songs and so many memories of the songs that he had done.
Yeah.
I know you know every single word to this song, as do so many other people. Paying tribute to Toby today. How Do You Like Me Now on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
top
one.
Three.
Go.
All right. Well, 5 years, and it's back again. Oreo Shamrock McFlurry. It's coming back early to McDonald's.
They won't have one. The machine won't work. It won't be there.
It's officially Shamrock season. Started yesterday nationwide. And it's so good. It's the Shamrock Shake. It features the McDonald's vanilla soft serve. It's blended with mint syrup, topped with a sweet whipped topping. And it's got the crumbly pieces of Oreo cookie blended into it and on top of it.
Just gained a full pound listening to the description.
It is delicious. I need like one sip and I'm good.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
But if you're a Shamrock Shake girlier guy, it's time. They're there. A little bit of sad country music news. I had to mention this here. Toby Keith passed away yesterday at the age of 62. And it says that he was surrounded by his family, which always gives me some comfort in knowing that they passed away literally with family, like in the arms of their families.
Yeah.
And it's after 3 years of battling with stomach cancer. So,
man, he fought it right up there and kept performing, did those Vegas shows in December, did some shows with other artists, including Blake Shelton. And, you know, just it's sad. It just it seems like yesterday. Doesn't it? I mean, look,
yeah.
Just,
I just showed you a picture.
So
I told you he was just that old. Like, Toby was survived by his wife of 40 years, as well as their three kids. And during his career, he sold over 40 million records. And I find peace, and I'm sure his family finds peace in knowing that just a couple weeks ago, he said he was comfortable with whatever happened. So he made his peace with it.
Yeah, when he did that, when he said that, I kind of felt like he was aware that the end was near, you know.
I've done a lot of hospice stuff and training, and when you know, when that person knows, they know. I don't know what it is that triggers in you. I think it's like the same thing as a pregnant woman when you just let all your inhibitions go to give birth, even though you've been terrified up to that point. I think it's something of that nature.
Yeah.
But yeah, so rest in peace to a true country icon.
And I'll have more Toby music coming up.
And last but not least, Dale, I'm sorry. Go ahead and give me a groan. Starbucks.
Oh, shut up with this stuff.
Anyways,
they can't have anything new.
They have Valentine's Day beverages. They have them all around the world. I have the full list of that. But we're going to talk about what you're going to find in the United States and Canada. And that's the chocolate-covered strawberry cream frappuccino blended beverage. It's a take on the Valentine's Day dessert with swirls of happiness and rich Java chips. This blended beverage will delight customers who enjoy cold beverages in the wintertime. And the chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew. A new cold drink to adore, made with Starbucks cold brew, sweetened with hazelnut syrup and topped with silky chocolate cream cold foam and chocolate cookie crumble topping.
I got to know how many calories are in that thing.
We're not going to find out.
I am going to find out because I'm going to be Googling as soon as you finish.
I will say that chocolate covered strawberry one, that looks good. Yeah. I like that it's made with swirls of happiness. I don't know how they put it in a cup.
But dadgummit. Leave it to them to figure out how to put happiness in swirls.
That's right.
All right. Good enough. Got more Toby music coming up as we pay tribute to Toby Keith, who passed away yesterday. One coming next, in fact.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. Baby,
wake up with the Wolf Show. I have more Toby Keith songs coming up as we pay tribute to him today. First of all, I want to tell you, before we get into the Super Bowl thing, that there are a lot of rules that are imposed on people like Annie and I about what we can say and what we can't say when we're on the air. Every year, before big events that have trademark names, a big legal notice comes out and sent from the legal department telling us what we can and what we cannot say. And for years, people in the business have been under the misguided impression that you can't say Super Bowl. I can say Super Bowl I can say it all I want to. Because that's the name of the event. I'm just not associating it with any kind of promotion or contesting. So we're getting ready to talk about the Super Bowl, not the big game. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. Now, if you're going, where are you getting your money? That's what I want to know. Yeah. And can I go long?
We got the ticket breakdown. We should hit that later.
Yeah, we have that. But there's somebody going to the Super Bowl that's got a really long way to go and a really tight turn.
I know y'all are tired of hearing about this, but
But stick with us on this.
Yes, just stick with us. I like to see how this shapes out, okay? Number one, it's not Taylor's fault that the cameras want to zoom in on her at every game. She's just there to watch. It's not her fault, okay? So don't get mad at her for showing up and showing out for her boyfriend like every other female does out there.
In fact, I saw something from a friend of mine back in Kentucky who posted up, "Hey, guys, with girls and daughters, you're bashing Taylor for supporting her boyfriend."
Yeah.
So they're
looks
hearing
real
you do
good
that.
To your kids, you're, I promise.
Right.
Anyways, you should see our Facebook page anytime we post about her. So, of course, you know, she's dating Travis Kelce, and she's been to more than 10 Chiefs games this season, including the AFC Championship over the Ravens. But the final game, of course, the Super Bowl, is set just days after she picks back up on her Eras Tour after more than 2 months off. So she's been off for 2 months, which is why she's made so many games. But the Super Bowl, of course, February 11th in Las Vegas. On February 10th, she'll be performing in Tokyo, Japan.
Which is a long way from Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, and it's her international leg of the Eras Tour that kicks off. So, of course, the Swifties and myself, I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm definitely intrigued, want to know if it's even possible for her to attend. And so I say this, have private jet, will travel.
Right, she does have a private jet.
Because you don't have to go through all the rigorous stuff to get on a normal flight, right?
But, yeah.
So, factoring in a private jet and the time change between Tokyo and Las Vegas, it is possible she could take the 12-hour flight after the show and make it to Las Vegas well before kickoff at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. There is one snag that they could hit. Is the problem at Las Vegas during events like this is parking for the jets.
Yeah.
They have to park just like cars. And there's not enough parking for the private jets. See, I don't know if you've remember this. When you fly private, there's a whole different, like, airport there. Okay, like TAC Air or something like that. You've probably seen the sign. There's a whole different area and an airport that they end up going through. The problem is parking the jet.
Now, we don't think that there might be a private, more private airport, kind of like we have Winston or something, that, yes, there might be full of the rich people coming to see the game who have private jets, but that maybe she could get in and out of a little faster too.
At any of the airports, the problem is parking the jets because there's going to be so many private jets.
Yeah, she's Taylor Swift. They'll just do a tuck and roll with her. Sneak her out of the maintenance cart.
Right, exactly. I'm going to roll you out with the luggage, baby.
But she could arrive comfortably in Las Vegas. Enough sleep being had and everything else, so.
You know, they keep saying, I don't know if you've seen these videos or these pictures, that they roll her in to position for going on stage first in a janitor cart.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those pictures?
Oh, yeah. I watched the whole video this morning on it.
So, you know, hey, man, there's always ways to move the rich and famous around.
17-hour time difference, though. Talk about jet lag.
A friend of mine asked his niece who was in the Super Bowl this year, and she goes, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining.
We're just sitting here singing our made-up lyrics for that song, and we can't do it on the air.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We sure have fun doing it. All right, guys, time to win Dan and Shay tickets. Dan and Shay in Greensboro Coliseum. That show Saturday, March 2nd. You can go. We're at a little duos game. Famous duos. Can you name them? I'll have three of them for you. You can't get it. Annie can be your lifeline. Maybe she'll know. Maybe she won't. She may be helped. She may not be. Annie, what call to take it?
Caller 17.
Caller 17, 799-WOLF. Caller 17, 799-WOLF. Playing the duo game. The tickets to see Dan and Shay at the Greensboro Coliseum Saturday, March 2nd. Good luck to you.
Wake up with the wolf.
New country.
For good old boys like me.
And welcome to the birthday party. We're celebrating you, the local celebrities of the triad, celebrating their special days today. And we're going to start off with a big, huge happy birthday shout out to somebody Dale met last week for the first time. Miss Danielle Blanton of Kernersville, one of the owners of Local Roots Coffee Bar, where we had our Touch of Troops event.
Yeah, it was a nice event. It smells so good in there.
It does. So happy birthday to you. Treat yourself to a coffee or not. Okay, moving on. Waylon Bolton of Climax is 10 years old today. And how cool is that? Waylon Bolton. What a name.
Waylon. I don't care who you are, when you are. Waylon's cool.
Waylon is cool. So happy birthday to you, pal. Hope it's very special. Jennifer Atkinson of Winston-Salem is celebrating along with Tyler Sears of Kernersville, Stephanie Jones of Whitsitt, Holden Smith of Kernersville, Ashley Cruz of Clemens, Addison Winters of Pofftown, Jason Brewer of Winston-Salem, Randy Thompson of Greensboro, Tracy Fortune of Walkertown, Shelly Mahoney of Jamestown, and Kelly Collins of Kernersville, all having birthdays today. Hope you enjoy your special day. And if you've got someone you'd like to add to our list, doesn't matter when their birthday is, all you got to do is text me, 799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
I believe most people are good.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. Good morning. So yesterday, Frank went for his very first haircut. Frank, you're new to the show, is Annie's little boy. And he went for his first real haircut at a real salon from a real stylist yesterday. And a meltdown was expected. Let's face it, a meltdown was expected. In fact, I was waiting to hear about the meltdown.
I thought for sure we'd get a big meltdown. I picked him up. He groaned a little bit, but he seemed pretty confident. We pulled up to the hair salon, and he gets out, and I'm like, okay, all right, cool. He's not freaking out. So we walk in, still good, not cowering yet. We turn the corner. They told us to pick any seat we want to in there. And we decided that he might have been a little too big for the fun seats, but right. We found a good seat for him. And that's when he started to kind of get real shy, and he was clinging onto me for dear life. Like, I couldn't
get behind your back,
behind my back, on my leg, holding me from the front, just holding onto me for dear life. So luckily we got there early. I had already planned this because they had made a note and said, you know, if your child is, you know, hard to get into the chair and get started, you know, we may have to ask you to move your appointment because we have other clients coming in. So I thought we'll get there early just in case this happens. And so after probably 5-6 minutes, I don't know how I convinced him, because he already knew he was going to get a prize and stuff. So I don't know how I convinced him, but he got up, he got in the seat, and he sat there and got his hair cut. He did a great job. There was not a tear shed. There was no scream, kick, cry, nothing. He was an angel in that
Dad
seat.
Got it.
And I am just so proud to be his mama.
I want to hear about a meltdown, a screaming, yelling, throwing fit meltdown.
Maybe it'll come next time we tell him he's got to get his hair cut. But he did say he would happily go back to Pigtails and Crew Cuts, which, shout out to them. They know exactly what they're doing with them kiddos. Shout out to Miss Lindsay for cutting his hair. He says he wants to go back and see her again for his next haircut. And I posted pictures up of his little high and tight-ish looking haircut. Maybe next time he'll actually have a part, because it'll grow out more.
Yeah. Next time there'll be more of a discernible difference.
Yeah, we're trying to train his front little hair to go to one side a little bit while it's a little longer right now. And
man, your hair does one thing.
Oh yeah.
People always try to go in, and I know you have experience in this. People who come in and show you a picture of a haircut they want, and you want to say, this will never work for you. Your hair doesn't do this. Forget it.
You know,
you're not Angelina Jolie.
Pro tip, put your thumb in front of the face of the person. That way you're only looking at the hair. And then judge the haircut. When you're looking at a beautiful person with a thin jawline, you know, that's the only time you can decide what haircut looks good for you. Cover their face up.
People come in, they want a part, move to the other side.
Yeah, just crazy stuff. It's like, you got to, and you can train your hair, Dale. You can train it to lay a different way.
So you're training Frank's hair.
We're training his front.
Frank's hair's in training, people.
So that it can, because it doesn't want to go the other way. It wants to only go one way. So we're trying to push it that way so that we can actually have a part next time and actually have a...
And about how long do you think it'll be before it can be cut again? About a month?
I think I will take him about a month or so, and that top should be long enough. Probably the longest it's ever been since he was little. He used to have little, almost shaggy kind of hair when he was littler.
I do 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's about right.
Does his hair grow fast, slow? I mean, yeah, it's like,
4 weeks should be good. Four weeks, it'll probably just start to come over his ears.
All right, Frank, I need a meltdown from you next time.
So if you want to see a picture, it's on our Facebook and our Instagram at 931TheWOLF. I did post my little baby up in his little pictures. He did so good.
All right. We're remembering and saluting Toby Keith this morning. He passed away yesterday. So many great songs left behind. Here's one of them. It's American Ride on the Wolf.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across.
You set my world on fire.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1, 3, go.
Okay, so if you are obsessed with the McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
I'm not.
You don't have to wait any longer. You can get one today. You can get one right now. Go get you one. They're ready. They came back early. It is officially Shamrock season.
Hope they fix those ice cream machines.
Anyways, if you've never had it, it's their delicious soft serve blended ice cream with mint syrup, topped with a sweet whipped topping, and has those crumbly pieces of Oreo blended into it and also on top. It's a green drink.
They must sell a gazillion of those things every year.
They normally drop like later in the month, around the 20th or so, but they decided they were going to give everybody a full 2 weeks more to really get their Shamrock Shake on. So, there you go. Starbucks, go ahead, Dale.
Boom!
Thank you. Came out with their Valentine's Day bevies, and the ones that are coming to the U.S. and Canada are the chocolate-covered strawberry cream frappuccino blended beverage. I dare you to order it exactly like that.
What is it again?
Chocolate-covered strawberry cream frappuccino blended beverage. That word. Anyways, it's a take on the beloved Valentine's Day dessert with swirls of happiness and rich Java chips. It's a blended beverage and it'll delight customers who enjoy cold beverages in the wintertime. There's also the chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew. Cookie cold brew. A new cold drink to adore made with Starbucks cold brew. Sweetened with hazelnut syrup and topped with silky chocolate cream, cold foam, and chocolate cookie crumble topping.
Listen to all that you just said.
I can't even say
it. How can you get all that in a drink?
I want to know how they do swirls of happiness, honestly. Thank you, Starbucks, for adding those swirls of happiness to my everyday drinks.
Leave it to them to put happiness in swirls.
That's right.
I ain't doing it either.
Last but not least, sad country news. Toby Keith passed away yesterday, surrounded by his family at the age of 62. He's had a 3-year battle with stomach cancer, and this all happened just weeks after saying he was finally comfortable with whatever happened. So I think he passed peacefully in his home, and there's not much more you can ask for than to be surrounded by your family and your children.
He had been pretty active, you know, even through all these treatments, doing the Vegas shows back in December and then appearing on other artists' shows. He would show up at Blake Shelton shows, particularly the ones in Oklahoma, because they're both from Oklahoma, and he would do maybe one song or something, maybe do Should Have Been a Cowboy or something like that. And, you know, it was... I was just looking at all the music that he has left behind. So many huge hits. And it's what made him the richest man in country music. He's worth $500 million. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We are coming down to the wire on Touch the Troops. Thank you to everyone who has sent in cards. It's our little annual card-making effort to send off to the troops and their families, sort of focusing a little more on the kids of those people on this year's effort. And boy, you guys have really come through. Got another box full yesterday.
I know. I've got to have to bring a bigger box in here to hold everything. They're overflowing on my desk. But yes, every time I turn around, the front desk girl is telling us that we have a ton more letters. So thank you so much if you've gotten them in. If you're going to send them in at the end of this week, I know we've got some pickups scheduled in the coming weeks, because even if you're not finished this week, still, you can work on them. You can still get them in late. Yes. It's not a big deal. You can mail them right here, 7819 National Service Road in Greensboro, or we can schedule some kind of major pickup for you if you're nearby. And you could also drop them off here if you wanted to drop them off instead of mailing them. But we just appreciate any help. And if you haven't gotten on board and this seems interesting to you, you can do that. We're just asking you to create cards and letters of encouraging words and hope and thanks and appreciation to the military service members and their families.
It's a great little church Sunday school project or something like that that's easy to do. You can just, if you wanted to do it this Sunday in Sunday school classes, go, let's make a few cards. That'd be great.
One card or 50 cards. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We appreciate anything we get, and it's going to make a difference in someone's life. And it's very easy to do. It brings out the creativity, because who doesn't love to color and create?
And put stickers on paper.
That's right.
Which is what I like to do the best.
If you want some guidelines to follow besides what we've told you, or you need your own little printout for some inspo, you can go to 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see the Touch the Troops at the top of the page. Just click on that.
Hey, neon lights look good on you.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. The big weekend is coming up. Vegas is going to be hopping, even more than usual. Vegas is always hopping. Super Bowl in Vegas this year. And everybody's got their prediction on the game. I don't know how. Okay, what is the Madden prediction for the Super Bowl? Let's start there.
Okay, so the Madden NFL 24 Super Bowl simulation, if you've followed it over the past few years, you've come to know that these simulations are really not to be slept on. Over the past three Super Bowls, the simulation is a perfect 3-0, picking the Chiefs, Rams, and Buccaneers when the dust settled. There was also a full season simulation for 2023 for the first time. Panthers making the playoffs. That didn't happen. And it got some things eerily correct, too. The Super Bowl simulation, though, I don't know. Anyways, it says that when it all comes down to it, hold on. I'm sorry. It moved my page.
What have I told you about the internet? What have I told you?
Yeah,
about
it was too much
it?
To feed through, too much to print. And I just read it. Who it said it was going to come out as a winner? Okay. Basically, it says the San Francisco 49ers were able to win the Super Bowl simulation 10-6 over the Chiefs. I don't think that's happening. I think Chiefs are going to take it again.
Well, FanDuel, which our company owns, pretty much calls it dead even. So it'll be a great game, or it'll be one of these crazy blowouts, you know what I mean? Which you'll be, this is not even worth watching.
Personally, I hate when two teams with similar colors play each other. It gets on my nerves. That's going to be a lot of red in Vegas, lot of red.
Well, we'll see what happens. What's your prediction?
Chiefs.
Score-wise.
I haven't thought that far, and I know we're going to do some score guessing on Thursday, Dale, so I'm not doing it now.
So you're going to zero in on that later?
I'll zero. I got to do some research. Got to run my numbers.
Extensive yeah. Handicamp research.
Yeah. Okay. Some basic math.
I'm thinking Taylor Swift by 7.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at on.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we'll come up with a number by the time Thursday rolls around. Because guess what? Friday, we're kicking off our Super Bowl weekend early.
Somebody said something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
What if the night sky was missing a moon? There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
it up with the Wolf.
It's Dale O'Brien and Annie Camp on 93.1 The Wolf.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16. 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.